USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Developing countries often lack the essential infrastructure to help navigate global shocks like a pandemic.
President Biden at the G7 summit, the president pledging $200 billion in U.S. funding for projects to help improve developing countries. Biden saying it's part of a G7 initiative to invest in sustainable projects. Protests continued Sunday over the Roe versus Wade announcement on Friday. A group of Antifa members wearing black clothing, hoods, and masks caused damage in Portland's Hollywood District Saturday night. The group breaking windows and tagging several businesses, including a pregnancy resource center. Portland police monitoring the crowd but not doing anything to stop the violence. Protesters also blocking busy freeways in Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Following the Supreme Court ruling on Friday, which overturned Roe v. Wade and a woman's right to seek an abortion, more than a dozen states have enacted trigger laws which either outlawed or severely restricted abortion in those states. Michigan has a law in the books dating back to 1931 which outlaws abortion. However, enforcement of that law is on hold as Governor Gretchen Whitmer has filed an appeal of the law to the state Supreme Court. Whitmer, appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, talks about other avenues she's pursuing to maintain abortion rights in her state.
There's an effort to collect signatures and amend our Constitution. So we are using every tool we have to fight for reproductive rights for Michigan women and Ohio women and Indiana women who come to Michigan for their health care.
The AAA Station survey is reporting the price for a gallon of regular gasoline is $4.90 across the country. That's down about 8 cents from a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Juul is able to continue U.S. sales of their vapes and flavored vape cartridges even though the FDA ordered them to stop sales on Thursday because of safety concerns. Appearing on Fox News Live, pediatric specialist Dr. Frieda Fischer says vaping has not been conclusively shown in studies to be safer than traditional cigarettes.
When you vape, you're inhaling a vapor. So you're not actually inhaling that tar, but the nicotine is not all that you're inhaling either. Nicotine is very addictive and it's dangerous in teens. And also, there have been benzenes, diacetyl, things that can cause chronic lung disease and even cancer found in some e-cigarettes.
Novak Djokovic rules out taking the COVID-19 vaccine, which means he may not be able to play in the U.S. Open.
The third-ranked tennis player in the world acknowledged that he might not be able to compete in the U.S. Open tournament later this month because he isn't vaccinated.
Well, you're right. As of today, I'm not allowed to enter states under these circumstances.
Current Center for Disease Control guidelines require non-citizens to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.